This recording, Illinois 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. When I was about 5 years old, I always liked Flintstone vitamins. So my parents, they would always keep it on top of a cabinet, and they always told me to take one vitamin, but I would always take, you know, one or maybe two times a day I would take it. And one day I just got up there and I saw a bottle, and they put it up real high. One day I just went up there and I took the whole bottle. My sister caught me taking them, and she told my parents, and I went to go hide under a couch because I was scared, because I knew it was something bad, because I was warned not to take more than one, but I would always, you know, cheap, and I finally succeeded to take the whole bottle. So my sister went and told my parents, and they said that they were going to take me to the hospital. So they called the hospital and said that I overdosed. And they said, well, ask him if he sees stars or if he feels any drowsiness. And I said, no, I feel fine. So they go, well, we're going to have to take you in. And I went to the doctor, to the hospital, emergency room, and they gave me this liquid to drink. And it was like a gold-like type of drink. And as soon as it hit the back of my throat, I just vomited right away. And they told me to drink the whole thing. I could not drink the whole thing. I just drank a little bit of it. They kept telling me to drink a little more. They had to get all the iron out of my system. That's why I had to go in for to the hospital, because of the iron is in my system. My family, my father's from Sicily, and he came to America about 25 years ago. He was about 17. And my mother, she was born in Buffalo, New York. The neighborhood I grew up in, I was born here in Chicago, on the north side, and I live on Damon and Lawrence in Ravenswood area. My family is very large. My mother has family in Buffalo, New York, and Rome, Italy, and in Kansas City as well. But my father has lots of family in Brazil. We have 63 cousins in Brazil, and family in London. We have about 25 people that live in London, and the rest live, mostly his brothers and sisters, though, all live here. Most of his cousins live out there. I lived in Buffalo, New York for two and a half years. When I was in second and third and fourth grade, and I moved back here in Chicago, same neighborhood.